first step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one. Well, we haven't done that. So we can't really expect to find an answer when we're still afraid of the question. And I don't know what the solution is. I wish I did, but I don't. But I think it has to start here. It has to start with me. It has to start with you. It has to start with the people who are suffering, the ones who are hidden in the shadows. We need to speak up and shatter the silence. We need to be the ones who are brave for what we believe in. Because if there's one thing that I've come to realize, if there's one thing that I see as the biggest problem, it's not in building a world where we eliminate the ignorance of others. It's in building a world where we teach the acceptance of ourselves. We're okay with who we are, because when we get honest, we see that we all struggle and we all suffer, whether it's with this, whether it's with something else. We all know what it is to hurt. We all know what it is to have pain in our heart. We all know how important it is to heal. But right now, depression is society's deep cut that we're content to put a Band-Aid over and pretend it's not there. Well, it is there. It is there. And you know what? It's okay. Depression is okay. If you're going through it, know that you're okay. And know that you're sick. You're not weak. And it's an issue, not an identity. Because when you get past the fear and the ridicule and the judgment and the stigma of others, you can see depression for what it really is. And that's just a part of life. Just a part of life. And as much as I hate some of the places, some of the parts of my life depression has dragged me down to, in a lot of ways, I'm grateful for it. Because, yeah, it's put me in the valleys, but only to show me there's peaks. And, yeah, it's dragged me through the dark, but only to remind me there is light. My pain, more than anything in 19 years on this planet, has given me perspective. And my hurt's forced me to have hope. Have hope and to have faith. Faith in myself. Faith in others. Faith that it can get better, that we can change this, that we can speak up and speak out and fight back against ignorance. Fight back against intolerance. And more than anything, learn to love ourselves. Learn to accept ourselves for who we are, the people we are, not the people the world wants us to be. Because the world I believe in is one where embracing your light doesn't mean ignoring your dark. The world I believe in is one where we're measured by our ability to overcome adversities, not avoid them. The world I believe in is one where I can look someone in the eye and say, I'm going through hell. And they can look back at me and go, me too, and that's okay. And it's okay because depression is okay. We're people. We're people, and we struggle, and we suffer, and we bleed, and we cry. And if you think that true strength means never showing any weakness, then I'm here to tell you, you're wrong. You're wrong because it's the opposite. We're people, and we have problems. We're not perfect, and that's okay. So we need to stop the ignorance, stop the intolerance, stop the stigma, and stop the silence. We need to take away the taboos. Take a look at the truth and start talking. Because the only way we're going to beat a problem that people are battling alone is by standing strong together. By standing strong together. And I believe that we can. I believe that we can. Thank you guys so much. This is a dream come true. Thank you.